You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Tipperary. A bit of action in both codes as well, with a seven race mixed card of both flats and hurdles racing. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Oh, very well, mate, yeah.
Good.
Very well indeed.
Good man. What do you make of Tipperary tonight then?
Yes, not a great card, I've got to be honest. But there are several that do look... as though they'll justify their position in the market, so that's good news.
Yeah, tricky, but you can see why. I mean, Aidan O'Brien sent out a couple that are going to go off pretty short and stuff like that, hasn't
he? They both should win as well, yeah.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it, because he's got one in the first race, which is the 5.15. It's an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over five furlongs, and Washington DC is the horse in question for Aidan O'Brien. It's been well backed as well, 4-5 into 8-13 this morning. Hopala going the other way, 13-8 out to 9-4. It's 11-2 out to sevens for Birdcage, and Nice and Dandy is 16-1, the outsider of the field. Washington DC made his debut at Dundalk, finished second. Andy, will he go one better here? Is it, the market speaking, obviously, massively in his favour?
Yeah, I do. I think they're absolutely bang on with this. He's not much of a bet, really, at 8-30, and I suppose, for those that have missed the prices. But based on his speed figure at Dundalk the other night, it was a much better race than the one that Hopala contested at the Curra 2 days later, won by Mimicking. He was well fancied to win on his first start, this colt by Zoffany. But he bumped into one of Joe Lyons's that was unexpected, a 25-1 shot. But as Joe has done on quite a few occasions, he slayed the bigger stables with an unconsidered outsider. He actually had one that was more fancied in that race, but Blue Moon was too good in the end. But I like the way Washington DC shaped through that race. He broke well, he knew his job. He just ran a little bit green from the 2 to the 1, and Blood Moon got first run in him. But he was coming back at the end again. But I think he'll know more tonight. And a lot of Aidens that have run similarly to him have improved significantly for their first runs, mentally and physically. As I said, Hopala ran perfectly respectable at the Curra, but the number of that race suggests that he's got a lot to find with Washington DC. So I'm going to go with Aidan O'Brien's well-named individual to win the opener.
Washington DC then to kick off favourite backers in the first race. The second race is the 5.45. This is a handicap over five furlongs. And Battler of the Boyne is the 5-2 favourite. 11-4 for Sassy But Classy. 3-1 for Sassaway. High Empress is 6-1, 10s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like for the second race, Andy?
Yeah, I'm not a mad fan of Sassy But Classy. I've gone with her a couple of times and she's rather let me down a little bit. So I'm going to look towards the Battle of the Boyne Sassaway to claim this race. Now, which one I'd go for is quite difficult, because I thought they've both been shaping quite well in recent times. Battle of the Boyne has already run 3 or 4 good races this season. On his last 2 starts, he just quite hasn't got home over the extended 6 at Limerick and at Navan, but the ground's been on the soft side. He's got decent form at this track, and I think he just wants slightly better ground than he's been running on. The only problem is he doesn't win, despite a slipping handicap mark. So I'll probably just favour Sassaway, who ran in a much better race than this the other day at the Curra. That was a 0-101, contained horses such as the Inform, Bubbly Baloney, Dashwood, and Master Speaker was in there, of course, run another good race the other day at the Curra, back at the same track. And Sassaway was up there with the pace for a long way until getting tired on heavy ground over 6 furlongs, but does go particularly well on better ground. 3 of his 4 wins in her career have all come on a decent surface. And also one of them over this course as well, which is obviously imperative when you're looking at a race of this nature. Considering it was £8 at the handicap the other night and now runs off its correct mark, with that run under her belt, I'd expect Sassaway to justify good heavy support this morning in the 5.45.
Sassaway in the 5.45, and the 6.15 is race 3 in the card. This is a maiden over the extended mile and a half, and King of Aragon is the 8-15 favourite. 3-1 for Jaleo, 10-1 for Creative Talent. Ballerina Rose is 14s and 16s or bigger for the other two. You've already mentioned that you think both of Aidan O'Brien's will win tonight. King of Aragon, with a good effort last time, went second behind Edelpour at Goren. So fancy him to go one better.
I do, yeah. One thing I would say, that I don't think he's most straightforward of horses going forward. He might just get away with this tonight because of experience and the form he's already shown. And, of course, fitness advantage over the unraced Jaleo, who is having its first run for the Jim Balder stable. That could be an interesting newcomer. And obviously, we need to keep an eye on the market with that one. But King of Aragon, where's the noseband, which a lot of Aynar Bryan horses don't, which suggests, obviously, he's a little bit of a stargazer. Most of those Montjews tend to carry their head a little bit proud anyway. And then they always don't look on the most trustworthy of horses. That's probably why I'm suggesting that King of Aragon could well follow suit. But that run behind Edelpour the other day was a decent one on the numbers, and I thought he kept on quite willingly late on. He just couldn't cope with the world runner in the latter stages. But better ground should also suit him as well tonight, like quite a few of these Montjews. So hopefully tonight will be King Aragon's night.
King of Aragon and Friendly in the 6:15. The 6:45 is the fourth race. This is a handicap of the extended mile and a half. And Mandatario is the market leader, but a weak favourite this morning. 9-4 out to 11-4. It's 7-2 for Sierra Sun and Unrequited. Unrequited fours into 7-2, by the way. Sailor's One, 5-1 into fours. Sevens into sixes for Long Journey Home, and tens or bigger for the other two. So people trying to take on this favourite, Andy, would you?
Yeah, I think he's quite vulnerable, and obviously that's understandable after a nearly a two-year layoff. He's got a mark of 97, courtesy of that run behind Giovanni Baldini in a listed race at Dundalk. And, of course, Aynar Bryan's charge, he won that race. He's now rated 110. So you could argue, actually, Mandatario's not badly treated. I think this surface will suit him. He won his debut on a decent surface at Gowran in workmanlike fashion. And he's up to a trip which should, in theory, suit him, being by Manduro. But he is quite weak in the market this morning, which suggests that punters want to take him on. Unrequited had plenty of chances. I know he did win a race and got disqualified, which is a little bit unlucky, but he's subsequently gone the wrong way. He had blinkers on last time out at Dundalk and didn't do a great deal. Sierra Sun, the writing was on the wall for that horse the other day. Dermot Weld's horse was in great nick at Leopardstown. He had four winners, and yet this one went off 9-2. I think if she was well handicapped, or the yard thought she was well handicapped, she would have been more strongly backed than she was. Sailor's Worn was in the process of running a good race tonight when falling at the last at Downpatrick. He's interesting, along with Long Journey Home as well, who could easily nick this from the front. He's the only front runner in the race, and sometimes he goes off so far clear that the others a little bit sleeping and don't bother to try and chase him, and he ends up strolling home in front. So a real, real nasty race. I haven't got a strong view either way because of Mandatorio's long layoff, and I don't really know where we stand with him. But I'd probably go with Sailor's Worn. He was a bit unlucky the other day when he probably would have gone close to beating the likes of Cape Glory and Knight's Parade. And if he's in that kind of form, translating that back to the flat, I think he's got half a decent chance tonight with Tom Madden booked.
We're over obstacles for the first time in the fifth race, the 7:15. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and Mr. Piketty is the 6-4 favourite, being supported from 2-1 this morning. 4-1 for Three Stars, 7-1 for Shows Over. Freedom Square is 8-1 with Lucky G. 12s for Finishing Style, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. So quite a well-backed favourite, really, Mr. Piketty. Andy, can you see why?
Yeah, because it's the only one with any kind of noticeable form. I actually think this is arguably the worst maiden I think I've ever seen, I've ever come across doing the podcast. The greatest suspect of Mr. Piketty, he has only got one or two half-decent runs under his belt that allow him to be such a short-price favourite. But that could well be good enough, because the others look as though they might as well send a photograph. I can't make any sort of sense of quite a few of the other horses' runs, and they just don't look as though they've shown anything. I've been through one or two videos just to make sure, and they've shown next to nothing. He comes from a yard, actually, this Mr. Piketty. I've got a bit of time for. He's got two lovely horses boxing along, and particularly Arctic Skipper, who hasn't run since winning at Nace, who have been doing really well in this kind of sphere. And this horse is quite a big unit, actually. When you look at him on the TV, he'll absolutely dwarf this lot. He just got a little bit tired late on in half a decent little maiden hurdle at Punchestown the last day, behind some article. It's not great form, but it could well be good enough. Interesting that connections go for the tongue tie first time, so he might have just made a noise that night at Punchy. This track should be absolutely ideal for him. Flat, level, left-handed, brush hurdles. He covers the ground, like I say, he's quite a big unit, and the fact that he's the only one backed in this race, there's no money for anything else, that's certainly good enough for me as well. So Mr. Piketty short price, but deserved favourite and the most likely winner of that 7.15.
Mr. Piketty for Andy, then the sixth race is the 7.45. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, and the market headed by the Banks, who's 7-2. 6-1 for Disputed. Show and Go is 6-1 as well. 7s for Who's That. DeBeno is 8s, and 10s are bigger for the others. We do have a non-runner here as well. Number 13, Bye Bye or Bye, doesn't go. So that leaves us with a field of 17, Andy. Which ones do you like?
Well, we certainly have to pay huge respect to By the Banks, who won just 2 days ago, of course, at the New Wexford, going left-handed instead of right-handed. He made all on that occasion, and whether he had the luxury of snicking an early lead and getting his confidence up, which resulted in being victorious, is of course open to question. Whether he'll have a similar luxury from the front tonight is open to question. And that was his only first win in 14 starts. Obviously, off the back of that, he's got to be up towards the top of the market. But when you're in doubt and in dire straits of coming up with a selection, my get-out clause is usually to go for DeBeno each way or put him in the place-only market, because he always runs his race, this 10-year-old grey. He doesn't win very much, but I do like his attitude because he always gives of his best. If he runs to the number that he did 2 starts ago over fences behind Toon River and Left of Credit, he's surely got to be in the frame here. And I like the way he travelled in his only run here at this track this time last year, when he ended up finishing fourth in the end. Connections have gone for the Tong Tai first time out. Again, another horse that perhaps those close to the horse probably think he just might just help him a little bit. He's 8-1 with William Hill this morning, and I feel as though that's just a solid straight bet each way bet. He's sure to be there or thereabouts, DeBeno, and give you a good run for your money, and that difficult to fathom 7.45.
Yeah, DeBeno in a tricky race then. And the final race is the 8.15. We finish with a min hurdle over 3 miles. And bits and pieces all the rage this morning. 7-4 into 11-8 at the top of the market. 7-2 for Bother Me Not. Turn and Go is 10-1 with Duckweed. Officer Cadet is 12s with Mel's Theatre and Silent Wish. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. Is Bits and Pieces getting a little bit short now, Andy?
Yeah, maybe. You could argue, yeah. But I think it'll win. The old Dave Clark 5 song, isn't it? The old Bits and Pieces, way before your time. Certainly, you're more an 80s boy than a 60s lad. But Michael Winters is certainly a 60s man, and he's doing really well with his runners at the moment. Of course, in these colours, he trains the mighty Rebel Fitz, who strutted his stuff many, many times here at Tipperary. It's a local tractor, Mickey Winters. So I think he's obviously targeted this race for this maiden, who ran a really lovely race the other day at Thurles behind a horse I quite like, a horse called Goulain Chosen. I think I put that up on the podcast that day. But Bits and Pieces was the only one who went with him. The rest, there were 20 lengths clear of a horse called Voises Bay, who came to Tipperary the other night and won a maiden hurdle. So the form is absolutely rock solid. Time in the race is good. And I like the way, like I say, he rallied under pressure despite being headed. He tried all the way to the line. Just felt as though he just needed that experience. But he's a real tall, lengthy son of Milan who should stride out lovely on this ground tonight. And again, it's a race that doesn't really make that much appeal beyond him. So despite him being a fairly shortish price and shortening up all the time, I'd expect Bits and Pieces to provide Michael Winters yet another winner at his local track.
Okay, Bits and Pieces to reward the support this morning then. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Tipperary one more time.
Yeah, not a great betting card for me tonight, but I'm selecting Washington DC in the first race, Sassaway in the second, King of Aragon to provide perhaps a double for Aidan O'Brien in the maiden, 6.15. 6.45, I don't care too much for, but I'll go with Sailor's Worn. Mr. Piketty, one of probably the best bets on the card in an awful race at 7.15. I'll go with DeBeno each way, straight place only in the 7.45 because of his consistency. In the final race, Bits and Pieces for Mickey Winters, the old Rebel Fitz colours. Surely if he runs anywhere near the level he did first time out, win the last.
Fantastic. Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Tipperary this evening.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.